It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
People have been asking this question for ages. Should you snoop on your significant other's cell phone?
Started
with the Greek philosophers asking the question.
Yeah.
And I think everybody knows the answer is no. You shouldn't snoop on their cell phone. What you should do is spend a bunch of money and hire a hacker who can have their stuff forwarded to your phone. And then you're just looking at your phone to see their messages.
You got it from a different party.
Yeah. Well, Suzanne is on the phone and...
Did she do that?
She didn't do that, but okay. She did snoop. And that's why she wants to make an Awkward Tuesday phone call today. Suzanne, you should have thought ahead like I did.
Yeah, that sounds actually pretty good.
Oh my gosh, Suzanne. How long have you been with your boyfriend?
A little over a year.
Why did you feel like you needed to snoop?
It was just one of those things where his phone was on the coffee table, mm-hmm. and I just glanced down at it because it buzzed and the message pops up, and I was just like, you know, I just saw, like, this name, Bianca.
Hmm. Okay.
And I was like, what? Yeah. Who's Bianca? I don't know a Bianca.
Yeah. All right.
And then I just, like, picked up the phone, and I was like, who is this? And the text said, are you up for round two?
Oh. That doesn't sound good.
Oh, that
unless they're boxing.
No, you guys. Everyone's jumping to conclusions here. What if it's, like, a work person, and they're like, round two is, like, the next day of meetings or something?
Yeah, that doesn't sound real at all.
What?
No way.
Plausible.
If I saw a text from some dude on my girl's phone and said, are you up for round two? I would immediately be like, what does that mean?
What was round one?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah. So I wasn't sure either what that meant. So that's why I had to grab the phone and I just was like, what else has this person been texting my boyfriend?
Right.
Okay. And what did you find?
So I learned that they met at a coffee shop and this person said that they had fun with him yesterday. And then there was another photo that was a hand holding a coffee cup, and it was a female hand, and it said, wish I was having this with you.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's definitely flirty.
It just doesn't feel right. It may not be cheating, but something's not right.
Did he respond to the picture of the coffee saying, wish I was having this with you?
No, there was no response to that.
Okay, what has he responded? Like, maybe it's someone who's, like, just laying it on thick and he's trying to get away from this person.
I mean, there was, like, definitely nothing overtly sexual or anything, but it was definitely flirty.
So have you approached him about what you saw on his phone?
No, not yet.
And that's why you want to make an Awkward Tuesday phone call today?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you sure you want to do this with us? I feel like it's just going to add to the drama.
I feel like it's the best way to do this. I listen to you guys all the time, and I heard you guys do the second date. Mm-hmm. And so I would like you guys to do a second date call and pretend that you're doing, you know, a second date and ask him about Bianca.
Pretend
like Bianca emailed us to call him because he hasn't texted her back or something.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, my God. What if it turns out that he doesn't even know what we're talking about or that this is all innocent? Like, this feels pretty passive aggressive.
Well, then we won't air that, Brooke.
Yeah. Like, why? Yeah, then that won't go on the air.
Yeah.
And nobody will ever hear this phone call at all.
I'm just saying, like, is this the first time you've ever questioned your trust in your boyfriend?
I mean, I've never suspected him before. But this is just something different. It's a lot like a flirtier kind of tone.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's, you know, I know in my gut, like something's going on.
I know. I hate gut feelings. That maybe means that we're going to catch a cheater. And I feel bad for you. I'd be angry at him, but I just don't want that in your life for you. But I guess there's no avoiding it at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been going crazy these past couple of days. Like, I just need to find out what's going on because, you know, I'm trying to, like, put it out of my mind. But I'm just like, is it a coworker? Is this an old friend that he's reconnected with? Like, is he cheating on me or is he thinking of cheating on me?
Oh my God.
Is, like, the cycle that's been going inside my head the past couple of days.
I don't know how you've been holding that inside.
Yeah, I'm going nuts. Like, I'm trying to keep my cool, but I'm going to lose it if I don't find out what's going on soon.
Right.
You know, I feel like also this could just avoid so much drama between the two of us if you guys could just take the wheel and contact him.
Well, I have been called Jesus before.
You have.
Yeah, so Jesus will take the wheel on this one.
Jubal, take the wheel.
Oh, my God.
The other good thing, too, is if nothing is going on, then he's just going to think Bianca's crazy for doing a second date, and then he'll never talk to her anyway. So
hey,
we'll get Bianca out of your life somehow.
Okay.
So wait, If it does turn out that nothing's going on, do you want us to tell the truth about you being on the phone with us?
No.
Okay, no, you
so
don't.
We can never hear from you again.
All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and we'll make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.